Father. We thank you for this nation in which you have placed us, Almighty Lord. We know we are earmarked for a blessing. We know we are not here in vain, O Lord. And that all the desires of our heart, the desires of our children's heart, is going to be met by you. Because you have crossed us over oceans, and you have protected us and kept us by your grace. We bless this country, Almighty Father. We pray, Almighty Lord, for a deep awakening. That even as we continue to witness and to see the things that you are doing, that you will reveal even to the people in this nation that they need to come back unto you and to worship you. We commit the president unto you. And we pray, Almighty Father, just like it took one woman, Esther, it's going to take one man in this nation to turn this nation unto you because of the prayers that we are making behind the curtains, Almighty Lord. We worship you and we glorify you. I pray for the intercessors this morning. Continue to strengthen them and to lift them, Almighty Lord. Continue to make unto them known the needs and the things that they need to be praying for the glory of your holy name. For every nation that is gathered here this morning, every nation that is represented and spoken in your presence this morning, we pray for your intervention, King of Glory. We thank you for them that are going through hard times. We pray for your intervention in those nations, in the mighty name of Jesus. King of Glory, for our country, Kenya, and for the coming year of 2012, we are praying, King of Glory, that you are going to bring a difference. You're going to do a wonderful new thing that only you could do, that the church may be encouraged, that the church may be able to walk a step further, that the church may be able to abide in you more, because you are the Lord God, our God. We worship you and we bless you this morning. For all the meetings that are going to be going on in this week, we pray, Almighty Father, that you're going to minister unto us, even as we come for prayers, even as we come into the Bible studies, even as we meet with you in our crosses, O Lord, even as we call unto your name from our houses, Almighty Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to minister unto us. We pray, Almighty Lord, that you are going to walk with us in a new way this week. And for every person gathered here this morning, as who have touched the hem of your garment, as who has experienced your presence this morning, as who has received a ministering of the Holy Spirit, that this is going to be a week with a difference. I pray for a special favor, that even as each one of us walks into our places of work, that there will be a glory radiating from us and to the other people, even bringing a difference into their lives. We worship you and we glorify you. We thank you because even as we come into the ministry of the word, you will speak unto each one of us and minister unto each one of us at the point of our needs. Because it's in Jesus' name we've prayed and believed. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us give an applause to the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, worship team. We really, 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 really appreciate your sensitivity, even as you led us into the presence of God, and we really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to give to Brother Julius.
Praise the Lord. Rodriguez still playing drums even when he's seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when you're in the presence of God, you just want to sit and just be ministered to him, because God is a good God. You know, I just realized this last week that because of your limitations, people are going to walk away from you. Because of things that you don't have, friends are going to turn away from you. But it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Because regardless of what you have and what don't have, he will never leave you alone. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter how tall, how short you are. It doesn't matter how much hair you have on top of your head. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Praise the Lord. He will never leave you. That's what the Bible tells us. He says his promise to us, his last promise to us, he says, "Lo, I will be with you to the end of time." And so if this week has been so hard on you, if you felt like that ship being tossed from side to side, nobody understands, the finances do not want to reconcile with you, friends are running away from you, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus, because he says that, "Lo, I will be with you to the end of time." Even though those books might have been so tough on you, those tests may have been so hard, maybe that employer doesn't even want to understand you, there is communication breakdown, let me tell you, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he says, "Lo, I will be with you to the end of time. You know, it doesn't matter who is going to walk out of my life. It's okay. They can't tolerate me. But I trust Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Yes, friends will leave you alone. Parents may even denounce you. But when you trust in Jesus Christ, oh my goodness, he says, lo, I will be with you to the end of time. To the end of time. Not to the end of your employment. Not to the end of your finances. Not to the end of your faith. But to the end of time. He will be there with you. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged, children of God. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. I am so happy to be in church today, because when there the gathering of the saints, there is encouragement, there is such warmth in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have any visitors in the house today? Any first time? Praise the Lord. We've got a guest here. Do you want him to introduce himself? Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Moses Dicho. I love the Lord. Thank you.
You are so very much welcome. Enjoy the rest of the service in the presence of God. The announcements are just as usual. Prayer meeting on Wednesday, Bible study on Thursday. Come and be blessed. Come and be blessed. Come and learn something from the Lord. Praise the Lord. And today, there is the fundraising at Highland Park Presbyterian Church for our brother Isaiah Kinyanjui, who went to be with the Lord. And you know, beloved, in these days, As we age, for those of us that are growing or older, we start celebrating the lives of those that are going ahead, because you know they're the ones who are going to meet us on the other side. They're the ones who will be ushering us and telling us, you know, this is where the golden gate is. No, this is where the things are. You know, praise the Lord, and we celebrate their lives. I've come to realize in these last days, you know, people transition and people move on. Sometimes there is that thing of wondering, you know, what is this thing about death that has suddenly come? In fact, I was telling somebody yesterday that it looks like there are so many people that are dying. But that is not true. It's actually the people of my generation who are actually, you know, making room for others. You know, and that is okay. And I thank God that Isaiah Kinyanjui loved the Lord. You know, he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are others that are also going to transition. You know, people are just you know, moving on and loving Jesus. And that's okay. Because I heard one musician sang and say that when Jesus calls your name, you may hesitate a little bit. But you know, when you answer, you'll go and meet him in the air. You may hesitate. You can delay a little bit. You can delay by a week. You can delay but when he calls your name, when he calls you, you just have to go. We'll just say, bye. We'll meet you on the other side. Like they say, good night. We'll see you in the morning. Praise the Lord. So we celebrate the life of Isaiah Kinyanjui as a personal friend of ours, as a family. But we don't mourn like them that are mourning without hope, because we know that we're going to meet him in heaven. Praise the Lord. So for those of you that I can, please join the rest of the family and friends at the Highland Park Presbyterian Church today at 3 o'clock for that fundraising. I think Brother Alan is not not here with us today. His daughter, Jane, is graduating today. So if you get a moment, just call them and give them congratulations. It's such a delight when our children graduate. It's a delight. It's a joy. So celebrate with them. The next time is going to be yours. Praise the Lord. And I would like to just ask Brother Ben, if you could just come and give you maybe a minute. Because if I give him two, he'll take three. So I'll give you one, knowing that you're going to take two.
Thank you, Brother Julius. Praise God. Amen. Praise God again. Amen. Great. I just want to take a short moment to express my gratitude and that of Purity and Colin St. Clair for the work that you did with us. You worked with us during the trying moments when we lost Brother Joe. And you took over our burden, and we just tell you we have no words to express our gratitude. You all took different roles, and there were people in the kitchen. Julius led the committee. We had preachers. We have no words. And I just want to let you know, you have taught us something. We have seen true love, and we cherish you. I'm sure wherever Brother Joe is, he is a happy person. And like Purity said, she led him to the Lord before he passed over. So wherever he is now with Brother Kinyanjui, I think they are shaking hands and they have something in common. So if nothing out of it, that was it. It was not in vain. When he came down to Dallas, we didn't know why he came down to Dallas. We hadn't seen him for a long time. But later on, we found out that God wanted him to know God wanted him to know him through us. So the end is not in sight. You are still welcome to our house. You fed us. Visit us so that we can feed you too. And just feel at home. But we do appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ben. Sunday school teachers, if you volunteered to teach Sunday school, please remain behind after the service. I think Sister Kate would like to meet with you. If you volunteer to teach Sunday school, any of the classes, if you wrote your name, please meet with Sister Kate after the service. Now it's time for us to give our tithes and offerings. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tithes and offerings. Is that time for tithes and offerings? And I ask ushers if they can come and wait on us as Brother Israel comes and leads us into a song of praise or worship. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless your good name because, Lord, you love us and you care for us. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity like this to bless you as well, to return what you've given to us, a little of what you've given to us, oh God. I am praying that, Lord Jesus Christ, even as we honor you with this little, that, Lord, you will continue increasing our substances, oh God. For them that, Lord, don't have opportunities to work and to earn, we are praying that God may provide for them, Lord Jesus Christ, in such a miraculous way, oh God. Provide for those families, Lord, that are lacking today, oh God. And many people that, Lord, we may know that don't have jobs, even if they don't come to this church, we are praying for a special blessing over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are praying for the needs of this church as well. And I'm praying that, God, you're going to help us, Lord, be able to reconcile and even continue meeting those needs, even as you give us that ability. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
I give you glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have any people in the house today? Praise the Lord. And now we have come to that very important part of the service. That very important part of the service, when we sit down and we are fed. But before we do that, I'm going to ask our brother, Ndisho, if you could just come and bless us with a song or two. As a moment to also usher the minister of the gospel to come and share with us the gospel. And I believe that he also has some CDs, so if you have a moment after the service, if you could also buy the CDs from him, I'm sure it's going to be a blessing.
Clap for the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. And I'm blessed so far. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank you so much, Pastor Tony, and the family, and the church at large. Praise the Lord. My name is Moses Dicho. I'm a gospel singer. And I've performed in several churches, but I've never been in this church. So I feel honored that I thank God for this opportunity. Nianza kuiba kitambo kama miaka kumi na kitu. Kanza na wibo. Lakame ya modu wangai, diga iti kadeta ya nyamo. Oraga ni nare ya mafagaga, ni meri de mohero. Negwe omeriria, nande kere hinya. Vine wangai tono ni akareki ya mirole ajeririe. Nale wono kodwa no gugutalie wengai wako ango igwithania nawe gitumithaka meaku niguthedia nagwa murigo wakwa wauke. Lakini for today I'm just going to do a song that says igwihoyare yakwa hearken unto my prayer that my soul will not get lost. Praise the Lord. And I know that is the reason as to why we are gathered here this morning, that we may cry unto the Lord to preserve our lives and to keep us safe and secure, that you will see him in heaven, because this life is coming to an end. Even if it's not very soon, of course we are going to enjoy life in the Lord. But one day, we are so much aware that we are going somewhere, praise the Lord. Give me track one.
Igoro, igoi hoyare akwa Jesu ngekohoya. nine. Moya moya wakwa Jesu nikanore.
Wiohe matharaita mothe mabara. Tutiraruwa na neighbors. Tutiraruwa na area tututakawira nao. But you are fighting against the spiritual forces.
Miohano hiurwa roho ni mwohoro wa ma. Joe koya wete kieho rangye mi.
Halleluya.
So
the hanini. The Lord has said that the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. And He's not out to shame you. But He's out to strengthen you that you may conquer the powers of darkness. In Jesus' name.
Natondore mwega neo nyomereye. Kajera bare noti ya kwane yaku. Woi wende we watora neye. Dukatasya tene. Jesu wako kao.
Nehare the Kamei, the Kiramotine Agoromono. It is Tuara Geredia. He did every day go to a Kaoru. He got to a Redia to Kaya Namura to Kaya Nahia. He did
Magadia, my dear. Mona Macaneta, Mwaki, Wafi. Neda hoya mwati Jesu kadirikana ureketha kame aku ejare
ewoi
woi 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 kai wakwa mwadhani wa igoro igwai hoya lakwa Jesu ngeko hoya.
Halleluya.
Nada kame agoro waitire moteine.
Hallelujah, pigia Yesu makofi. Thanks so much. The other song says that God protects you the way He protects the apple of His eye. So He calls you the apple of His eye. Praise the Lord. Stand up, let us join me. It's a simple song we used to sing together. Track one. Track one. Some volume, please. Niongeze volume kidogo tu. Haya, haya, makofi jamani.
kira papa nangweshia Dona papa ni kwagire Jokira ni enguinele nwimbo Ndinga sabo kina ringi Namagega nya onje kine Neo hote te goro ya kwa Dona wega nguinele nwimbo Umenye ye ota kiuma Kari dole akukai wakwa
Ya komenyera ile takio makiari dore yake Gotrio watu kigukora Wo tore we hokete gai
Minarurungo gadirie Tondo we bikine we gai Wendo beto na moko mano Onakana na ogi wa
Managaria Oconina, Magadi Weather Medaiga Maconine, Nogaya Comendera, Taku Macari Doria,
Indeon de la Lindu, my name, Donaganga Yandiga, Ninja, Yonagata, Mudeno Boca, Deron, Yoneri Magai, Bonda Idet, Yedino.
Hallelujah, Muradimo. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Was that good or what? The Lord. Hallelujah. Now, for those who did not understand that Greek language, it says, you normally take care of me like the apple. There's a time I was ministering, and Julius always reminds me this, that I said, like the pineapple of my eye. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Moses. We love you. We appreciate your ministry. You know, it takes the Lord, you know, to be in ministry for such a long time. And you've maintained your integrity. And the songs that you sing, they have a message. They carry with them a message. And I thank God because through your ministry, we are able to be ministered to. Amen. And so for those who might be interested to promote our brother Ndicho, hey, we want to pray for the Sunday school, please, before they go. Can the Sunday school please come over here? I'm sorry. Sorry, Sister Anne. I would like to pray for them. So for those of you who would like to carry that message and that blessing in your car at home, please, you are welcome to purchase that CD after the service. Amen? God bless you, Brother Moses. So can you appreciate our children, please? Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a blessing to have all these children. And they're ready to go to Sunday school. Amen? Hallelujah. Why don't you stretch your hands towards our children? And I'm going to ask Sister Beatrice to pray for them. I know she's one of the teachers. Please pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you this morning, O God. Thank you for the blessing of children that have given us up, my God. It's not for vain that we have children, God. You said, let the children come to me and I bless them, O God. This morning we bless them as they go to Sunday school, O God. Yes. That whatever will be taught of my Father will be in your spirit, O Lord. We bless you and we worship you, my God, this morning. Use the teachers, oh my God, to teach them, O Jehovah God. Yes. Give them wisdom, oh my Father, and anointing as they teach them, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Can you appreciate our children? Amen, amen, amen. I am really thrilled to be in the house of God this morning. I really appreciate God for the worship. It was so powerful. It really ministered to my spirit. And it is time for us to hear the word of God. Amen. And as I just get ready to bring the word of God, I'd like to welcome one who is like my mother. You know, this dear one, loved one, came and promised to be praying for me, and I believe she's been doing that. Her husband used to minister to us way when I was a young man, and he also used to be an officer in the Kenyan Army. His name was Major Nkoyo. Some of you might be familiar with Major Nkoyo, and so they lived in Waco. And they have relocated to Dallas, amen? And so I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome her, to just say, just hi, and then we can hear the word of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was just watching a DVD the other day. I don't even know who brought it in my house. And who do I see? You and you. Singing. You are singing with a Happy Church. Uh-huh. I don't even know when you made that DVD. I don't even know whether you are married. And it was such a blessing, you know, to see you young back in Kenya, and then here you are with a ministry. You know, who knew at that time that you would be here, but God had you in the record. Praise the Lord. My name's Reverend Mary Nkoyo of International Prayer Network. We have been in Texas for 10 years, and we have lived in Waco. That's where we've been doing ministry. We have a mini guest house, and people have been coming for retreats and fellowship and prayer. And we've been in Waco for 10 years. We were in the East Coast for 9.5 years. We relocated 20 years ago to do ministry in the United States. And it happened that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, my husband shared with us something that made us know that it's time for us to relocate from Waco. Our time is up in Waco. He has a dream, and he'll be sharing the dream with the ministers and men and women of God. You need to be praying because there's something coming up. But right now, he has a dream that God has given him. And I am continuing with the ministry because we came because of ministry. And the new dream is going to to touch a lot of Kenyans in diaspora. So right now I am in Ivin. We are looking for a home in Grapevine, Ivin area, Grand Prairie area. And actually our ministry is going to be stationed in Ivin, Grapevine area. So we'll be now operating from Dallas area. We are going to be working together with you. I am just going to sing one song. You know, when the whole thing is up and the vision is up and we are already here, we found a home and an office and the ministry is operating, you will know more, because our ministry actually works with pastors. We don't have a church. We are a neutral ministry. So we actually work and harness the work of pastors. And so the pastors will be sharing with you about our ministry. You'll be getting to know more about the ministry as the Lord, you know, continues to bring to pass whatever he has for us. Right now, we are waiting to see what God has for us. We thank God because people have been praying, and this is an answer to people's prayer. We know that there is a reason as to why God has brought up what is coming up, because it's an answer to a prayer I have been praying and a prayer that many have been praying. Roho wake Bwana hako juu yangu kwa maana amenimwagi ya mafuta ili nilitangaze hili neno njema, hili neno njema kwa mataifa yote. Hata na vipofu waweze kuona, kuona kweli nuru ya Bwana. Hata na viwete waweze tembea, tembea, tembea tena. Kwa jina lake Yesu. Hata na visiwi waweze sikia tena, sikia hili neno la Bwana. Hata na vipofu waweze kuona, kuona tena hili neno lake. Una viwete waweze tembea tena, tembea kweli kwa jina lake Bwana. Hata ana visiwi waweze sikia tena, sikia hili neno la Bwana. Ati roho wake Bwana hako juu yangu kwa maana amenimwagi ya mafuta ili nikalitangaze hili neno njema, hili neno njema kwa mataifa yote. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Mom, and welcome to Dallas. And as you settle, I pray that the Lord will give you grace and he will guide and direct your paths. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I would like also to acknowledge Mrs. Pastor Steve, who came along with Moses. Mrs. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate you. And by the way, Pastor Steve is a friend of mine. He was here last Sunday, and they're having a meeting this afternoon. What is the address? By the way, I don't have the address of the meeting. Where we are meeting this afternoon.
Praise God. We are going to meet at 635 in Jupiter, and the address is 11350 LBJ Freeway, Dallas, Texas. I guess
the email. Okay. We'll print it out in the email. We'll have that. We'll give the, if you, in case there's a meeting this afternoon, and I know we have so many things. There's that fundraising that's going to be the fundraiser, and also that's going to be there for Isaac Nyanjui. We also have the graduation for Brother Alan, and we have that meeting. Wherever the Lord is going to lead you, go. Amen? These are all our things. If you want to send a check, if you want to attend whatever meeting you're going to attend, just feel free to go where the Lord leads you. Amen? Praise the Lord. I would like to bring a very, very short message. To be honest with you, I've never struggled to know what I'm going to speak this Sunday like I have today. During the week, the Lord gave me a message from the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 12, and I thought this was a very profound message that the Lord put in my spirit. But this morning, as I was going to bed, I felt, you know what, the Spirit of God was speaking something different. And so when I woke up this morning, I completely felt like, you know what, it's amazing how the Lord can shift things. You know, when you're prepared alongside and you're looking up things, you're doing the research, and all of a sudden the Lord turns everything around, you know. It's just amazing. You know, we were talking about the same with Pastor Wilson just 2 days ago, how he prepared for a message. But you know, we are just conduits, we are just vessels to deliver what the Lord wants us to hear, us included. Amen. And so we just obey the Lord, and we are able to be blessed. Praise be to God. Now, how many of you, I know most of you, have ever experienced a problem? You're driving maybe on a hill or down the slope, and you are in a conversation with somebody. Oh, and Pastor Dave, praise the Lord, it's been a long time since I saw you. Welcome back. How is Austin? Praise the Lord. It's good to see you. Good to see you, man of God. So, you're climbing up on a mountain, and suddenly you're talking to somebody, and the phone disconnects. How many of you have experienced that? And how did you feel? You probably could have been in an intense conversation. It happens to me. There's a place, actually, I don't know whether it happens to the T-Mobile network. When you go down the steep, as you go down, is it Mountain Creek Parkway? As you descend that creek and you're on a call, every single time I'm on a phone and I'm talking to somebody, the phone just dies. Network issues. Somebody say network issues. Hallelujah. So today I'm going to talk about spiritual network issues. Have you ever been into a place, you know, for those who are really technologically upbeat and you have a GPS and you're in the downtown Dallas and you're trying to navigate through a street, and suddenly your GPS gives you an information and says, we cannot locate the satellite. Or we cannot, you know, we have satellite problems. You need to move out of the building so that you can connect up with the satellite. Again, what do we have? Network issues. Now, in all those instances, have you ever realized that the central, whether it be a satellite, it has never shifted. It is just because of your position. It is because of your location. You're not able to connect. You're not able, your device is not able to connect with a satellite that is on high somewhere just because of the obstruction. There is not a problem with a satellite, because once the satellite has been moved and it is orbiting, you know, somewhere in the outer space, it has been set and it cannot shift. There's not a problem even with the T-Mobile network. It is just because of our location. This happens because when you move, or if you're traveling down the steep and you're in a clear area, then you're able to tap the signal and you can call and you can resume your conversation. If you get out of downtown Dallas or in a space whereby you cannot even locate the signal with your GPS, then it is able to locate the satellite, and you're able to feed your address and you're able to resume your communication with that satellite. Now that happens many, many times in a Christian life. Some call it spiritual dryness, but I choose to. Others call it spiritual wilderness experience, but I choose to call it spiritual network issues. Praise be to God. I don't know how many of you, during your Christian walk, sometimes you're trying as much as you can to pray, to read the Word of God, but as much as you put, you know, the effort to pray or even to attend a meeting or to do this and that for the Lord, or even to pray, like for example, when you wake up in the morning and you're praying, you feel like your prayers are just hitting the ceiling. and you feel what is going on. You feel like you are so discouraged. You want to read the Word of God, but every time you read the Word of God, you have other ideas just popping up in your mind and you wonder, wow, what is happening? It is just a spiritual network issues that we are going through. Praise be to God. And what it calls for is for us just to shift a little bit and we'll be in touch with our satellite, which is the Lord. The Lord never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't care whether you're a pastor. I don't care whether you're a preacher. I don't care the titles that are before you. We all go through some network issues. Now, is it okay for us to go through some network, spiritual network issues? It is sometimes okay because the Lord is trying to send a message to us. Praise be to God. And I don't know how you're going to receive this message. I don't even know how I'm going to receive it myself. But I believe that we are living in a day whereby the more we know about the Lord and the more there are demands of life to fulfill certain objectives and certain endeavors, the more we are going to experience spiritual network issues. Praise be to God. You don't have to feel guilty when you are going through some spiritual network issues, because if you didn't know, sometimes the enemy would like you to think that, oh, this is just you. Everybody else seemed to be doing fine. But let me tell you, if everybody's heart was to be split, if we were to access your area that really tells us who we are, we would see that at certain points in your spiritual life, we all go through some spiritual network issues. Now, this is just a bit of what as I was reading through, I came across some people who put across some statements in some blogs, and we can identify with this. This is what somebody had to say. I've been saved for many years and on fire for the Lord. I'm now feeling like I have absolutely no desire to read the Word of God, like my prayers mean nothing and I am not going anywhere. I know that this is a trick to get me to not do these things, but this is so very hard for me. I don't want to feel like this anymore. Please help. Another person called, I believe a sister called Suzanne, this is what she said. Life is just a clouded agenda in life that you really get yourself tired out. I don't know where to start and when to pick it up again. Life is really a mess. Do you sometimes feel like that? My eldest daughter suffering from a blood disorder, and on few occasions there were life-threatening, and my youngest and myself down with thyroid disease, and now my sister is undergoing a brain tumor operation, and the doctor says there's a 50% chance of survival as the cancer has turned aggressive. Not only financially drained, but emotionally and spiritually I've been drained also. Life is really a mess, like living in a desert. I need water, Lord. Please help me, Lord. Somebody also stated this. It's a sister called Nancy. I started this business, and I want to let you know that I'm a born-again Christian. It is taking a toll on every fiber of my being. I wake up early, retire to bed late, and exhausted. I'm struggling with cash flow issues. My clients can't pay on time. I'm behind on my bills, and creditors keep calling. I no longer have time to study the Word of God, let alone attend prayers, fellowships, and Bible study. I'm emotionally and spiritually drained. Please help me, Lord. This echoes the statements from most of us if we are honest with ourselves. And we are caught up in a struggle, in a hullabaloo of life whereby we want to achieve this, we want to achieve the other, we want to take care of our children, we want to work, and all these things are good. But in doing so, we are going to encounter what I'm talking about today. Praise be to God. Now, why do we experience network issues? Again, as I remind us today, that the issue is not with the Lord, because just as in a satellite, the satellite has been set up there, it is permanent, and it is set to tap all these network devices with itself.
But when in a bad location, then it cannot connect with a satellite. Praise be to God. But if we move a little bit, all that it takes is just travel a few more miles and we will connect with a satellite. All that it will take is maybe shift and get out of the buildings, get out of the clutter, get out of the cloudness, and then we are going to tap with the signal. It is the same thing with the Lord. Praise be to God. Now, there are certain things why we go through this, why we go through some deficiency or lack of spiritual signal or network with the Lord. Number one, it would be that the Lord wants to get our attention. Let me tell you, just like when you lose that signal, it is never interesting. When you know that you know in your knower, as other people say, that you know the Lord and you're praying and your prayers are not going anywhere, let me tell you, as for me, because it happens to me, there is not a time that is uninteresting as that. I really do not want to be in that area. I don't want to be in that area whereby I'm kneeling down and I'm doing all that it takes and I'm praying and my prayer, I can feel that my prayers are not going anywhere. Praise be to God. But there's something that we need to do. We need to wake up and realize and realize there is something that is happening and that the Lord is wanting and desiring to have our attention. So number one that we have to realize is this. Just like Paul spoke to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 6 to 7. This is exactly the words of Paul to Timothy. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands, as Paul is speaking. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and of discipline. Praise be to God. The Lord has given us a spirit not of timidity, but of power and of love and of discipline. Now, Paul, writing to Timothy, reckoned that, you know what? I have laid my hands on young Timothy. And he is bound sometimes as a human being as he pursues God and as we work for the Lord diligently and as we work hard to search for his presence, we are bound to miss on his communication. We are bound to miss out on his satellite. And he was worried about Timothy and he is telling him, I want you to listen, Timothy. When those times come, be strong. Know that I have laid my hands on you to prepare you for such time as those. Praise be to God. Because it is not if when those times are going to come, but when those times are going to come. There's going to come a time, Lord Rodri, when you're going to pray, but you know what? Suddenly you feel like it is not making sense. It's going to come a time, my brother Moses, when you kneel down to pray, and as soon as you kneel down, all of a sudden you are reminded about your business. There's going to be a time when you choose to read the word of God, and you just decide, and a thought comes into you, Pastor Francis, oh, I need to check on CNN before I read the Bible. Hello? Well, if it doesn't happen to you, it happens to me. It comes a time when I want to pray, but I feel, oh, there's a game that is just coming up. The Mavericks, I got into the finals. I think I'm going to pray after I watch that game. It happens to us, but it happens for a reason, that God wants to grab our attention. And Paul writes to Timothy and he tells him, hey, you know what? When that time comes, I have laid my hands on you to prepare you. And I want to assure you, my son Timothy, that God has given us a spirit of power. He has not given us a spirit of timidity. When you get to that position, when you feel like you cannot connect with your satellite, I want you to relocate and know that you have within you a spirit of power and a spirit of might. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Now listen to this. Another reason why we experience such is because of the testing of our faith. Somebody say the testing of your faith. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 6 to 7, this is exactly what the Bible says. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary,
you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, praise be to God, may be found as a result, may be found in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That sometimes we are going to go through some unpleasant times for a while. But we are going to enjoy rejoicing for a time. But it will be sometimes also necessary to be distressed by various trials so that the genuineness of your faith, the genuineness of our faith. Now notice, the Bible tells us that we can never please God without what? God always reacts to our faith. Did you know that? God always reacts to our faith because he is in the spirit. And he says, now remember when Jesus finds this woman by the pool, and this lady begins to give Jesus reasons of why she would not allow Jesus to give her a drink. And she says, a time has come whereby true worshipers will worship me in truth and in the spirit. God is a spirit. And Jesus tells her, a time has come whereby you don't have to go to the mountains, neither do you have to go into a temple, neither do you don't have to go to any certain location to pray to the Lord or to seek his face. But a time has come where you can seek God in truth and in the spirit. God has given us an opportunity whereby we can worship him anywhere. In other words, what the Lord is admonishing us, he is a spiritual God. And in order for him to react to our praise and to our service and to everything that we offer him, we have to be in the spirit. And in order for that to be facilitated, then faith, we have to be at play. God reacts to our faith. And sometimes God would look at us and we might be dwindling and we might be going even astray, even unknowingly, and God wants to get our attention. And he says, hey, This is a very, very precious daughter. This is a very precious son, and I intend to use them for this purpose. I intend to use them for that purpose. And God would bring us to a place whereby he would test our faith. And sometimes when you lose that connection with your divine momentarily, it is not that God doesn't love us, because his love is permanent and is always there. But he can with He can cause you to be at a certain place whereby you cannot connect with him. And it will wonder, it will make you wonder, why am I having this struggle? Why do I have to pray and my prayers are not going anywhere? And it gives us, puts us in a position to wonder, well, Lord, what did I do? What is wrong? Why can I connect with you? I know you love me because the Bible tells me that you will never leave me, neither will you forsake me. So I know for sure that I can put my trust in you. But for this particular moment, I'm trying to read the word of God. I'm trying to pray, but nothing seemed to be happening. What is it, Lord? And suddenly God, through his spirit, will always speak to us so that he can bring us close to himself. He needs your attention. Praise be to God. Did you know that God never saved us just to be admiring us? Oh, you know what? I have saved this generation. I've saved David and his family. I've saved the Atekus family just to enjoy. No. I don't believe it could be one of the purpose for him to have pride and joy and to brag about us as his children. But I also believe that God saved you so that you can be a co-worker alongside him. Praise be to God. God saved you, Sister Junie, so that you can be a co-worker with him. And the purposes of God are so high, they are so enriching, and God will not just use anybody to accomplish his purpose. Listen to me, church. If just an ordinary person here on earth, a boss who goes out to fish out for the most prominent people who are well committed and well suited for the job, how much do you think God will, how much, how much, How much do you think God will go out to look for people that they can accomplish his purpose? As an employer, if you're an employer today, you don't just get anybody to bring to your firm to work for you. Number one, you'll go for somebody who's well-trained, somebody who is ready, somebody who is not lazy, somebody who will wake up in the morning so that they can be at the job, so that they will be there when you need them, right? Right? Now, what makes us feel that God will randomly pick anybody? I know God has an ability to do that. But what makes us feel that God will just pick up anybody to just accomplish, to go reach out? Oh, they can go reach out for the sinners if they want to. No. God will bring us as his children to at a place whereby we'll reevaluate ourselves. A place whereby he would want to test our faith. Because let me tell you, there are going to come times, and even as we live in these end times, there's going to be an increase of a form of godliness and a denying of the power of God. There'll be a situation whereby we are all, where believers will come together, or men and women will come together, really having a form of godliness. But when we evaluate ourselves, we might be lacking the power thereof. It is that power that God will be wanting to really push in us, so that when we are surrounded by demons, even though we have a form of godliness, then we can exude that power and demoralize and defeat the powers of the devil. Praise be to God. And there's no way that power is going to be revealed. There's no way that power is going to be evident. There's no way that power is going to be in operation until our faith has been tested. Therefore, I need that time whereby I feel, oh, I have missed that signal. I have to get in touch with that signal. What do I need to do, Lord? I need to relocate. I need to move a few miles later so that I may focus and I may be connected with that satellite. Because I need that the direction that I'm going to receive from that satellite to tell me, oh, make a left now, make a right, because there's a destination where I'm headed to. If you don't know where you're going, and your GPS in your car cannot work, or your GPS device doesn't work, you have to pick up a phone and call for directions. Praise be to God. We need the GPS. If that GPS is useless, if it cannot connect with that satellite in order for you to get where you're going, you might be stuck as well there for so many years. But sometimes it will require for us to move into a certain place. What is God calling you to move to? What are the things that God is calling us to move ourselves from so that we can get connected with that satellite? I feel in my spirit that there are certain things I need to do, certain things that I need to get away from so that I can connect with that satellite. It gets to a time whereby I don't like when I read the word of God. I have these other ideas and thoughts that are coming to intrude. Sometimes I have to speak aloud, and I say, when I pray sometimes and I feel like my prayers are not going anywhere, I stand and I start shouting. I start addressing the devil and I tell him, listen, devil, you have nothing to do with this spiritual son. You have nothing to do with this spiritual device that the Lord wants to use. And I command you away from my life. Because if you didn't know, sometimes the enemy also would want to come and crowd would be like a tall buildings and bring all you're all crowded, and you cannot even get to the place where God wants us to be. Praise be to God. Are you listening to me? The testing of our faith. In this you rejoice, though now for a while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, that is more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. Think about the gold that is tested by fire. Sometimes our faith will have to be tested by more than fire, so that that faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor to the revelation of Jesus Christ. Number two, so that we can be mature workers in the ministry. So that we can be mature. Somebody say, mature workers in the ministry. James chapter number 1, verse number 1 to 4. This is what the Bible says. This is a very common scripture, so I believe every one of us know this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith
produces perseverance. Somebody say perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. So in other words, the reason why we go through different trials and of different kinds, and sometimes when we are going through these trials, it is not an interesting time. We think that we are forbidden. I mean, we are all cast out and God is just departed from us, and we think that everything seemed to crumble on us. But the Lord has an intention. He wants to birth the spirit of perseverance in us. Praise be to God. And the Bible tells us that the work of perseverance has to complete its work within us so that we can be mature and lacking nothing. Praise be to God. That is very, very interesting. That sometimes everything that we are directed to, or when we come to a position whereby we feel like we are having some spiritual network issues, the Lord wants to grab our attention. That moment is very necessary, Brother James. Because you know what? If we do not go through those times, and if the Lord never gave us any signal, or the Lord never gave us any warning, we might be just be carrying on with this journey, thinking that everything is A-okay, right? And we are serving God A-okay. But I need those times whereby I cannot connect with my Father, so that I can wonder and desire to go to a place whereby I can connect with Him. Praise be to God. God not only called you to be a child of God, but to be a servant of the Most High God, a co-worker and a co-laborer together with God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 1 to 13. Very interesting, very, very powerful scriptures. As God co-workers, we urge you, 2 Corinthians 6, 1-13. As God co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Praise be to God. Now is the day of salvation. Verse number 3. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. In great endurance, somebody say endurance. Yes, in great endurance, in troubles, in hardships, and in distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. In purity, understanding, patience, kindness, and kindness. In the Holy Spirit and in sincere love. Number 7. In truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. Through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine, yet regarded as impositors. Known yet, regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on. Beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Praise be to God. I believe that is a climax. That is the best of the best of the scriptures that would be related to these messages. That in spite of the things that we might be thinking or we might be going through, some of those might be taking us through some very tragic moments. But you know what? In spite of us going through those situations, we are not going to be surmounted. It is a process whereby we have to stand for the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And finally, David offers a prayer in the book of Psalm 63, verse number 1. And this is what his cry is. Oh God, you are my God. Hallelujah. That in spite of what I go through, even when I do not have a signal, oh God, you are my God. I thank God for the song that we sang here morning, that I will trust you, trusting in the Lord. Oh, it is so sweet to trust in the Lord. Even though when we are surmounted and surrounded from every corner, when big collectors are calling, when we do not even know how we are going to pay our bills, oh God, you are my God. He is still on the throne. Regardless of what is coming on you right now, regardless of the things that you do, you may not be aware that are coming against you. The people that we are talking today that died, did you know that they lost their family? It is a tragedy. Even though they are born again and they are going to a better place, yet that is a loss of a family member. Certain things will come and they will never make any sense. It might be a loved one who is sick. It might be something that is on its way coming. Are you ready and prepared? Are you able to say like David, "Oh God, you are my God"? Praise be to God. I want to be in a position whereby, regardless of what finds me, regardless of what situation and position I'm going to find myself in, I am going to be able to emphatically say that, "Oh God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that is dry, desolate, and without water." That in regardless of a spiritual wilderness or dryness where you might be find yourself in, that you are going to still have that cry. You still are going to maintain that vivid, that clear, that almost clear notion of who God is in your life. That, "Oh God, you are my God. I will seek you in the midst of dryness. I will seek you in the midst of a desert. I will never quit on you, my God. Even though my pockets may be empty, even though I may be poor, even though I may not have a roof right now, but oh God, my God, you are still my God. And I will continue to seek you." Ah, thank you, Jesus. I will continue to seek you. Even in dryness, I am going to seek you. Even with the lack of water, I am going to seek you. Without money, I'm going to seek you. When my children fall sick, I'm still going to seek you. When they seem not to have any direction, I am going to seek you, because you are the satellite that I need. I have a destination. I have an achievement. I have an endeavor. I have a goal to achieve. And as long as I have this assurance that my satellite cannot be moved, all I need to do is shift a little bit. I may have to have a dimensional shift. I may have to relocate. I may have to separate from certain things. I may have to separate from certain friends. I may have to get myself on an alone place like Zacchaeus when Jesus was on the road to where? To that city. And Zacchaeus heard about Jesus and he separates himself. And him being a man that was honorable in his day, he chose to climb up a tree, so that you'd have a clear view of who Jesus was. It might take that, my sisters. It might take that, my brothers, because the times that we are living in are perilous times whereby there's so much evil in the world, and it seems to be sucking from our power. It seems to be sucking from the relationships of a man and a wife. It seems to be sucking out of a solid relationship between parents and their children. And it seems to be sucking out the vitality that God has put in our lives. That, "Oh God, that in the midst of dryness, I will yet thirst for you." Can that be our prayer, Empowerment Christian Center? That in spite of what people might speak against us, in spite of what somebody might have to say concerning me, that I will never fail to thirst for my God. Because in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. Praise be to God. Oh, glory to Jesus. And listen to this final prayer. He says in the book of John, chapter number 7, verse number 37 and 38. Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Praise the Lord. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart will do what? Will flow rivers of living water. So Jesus doesn't say that you have to be at a good position or whatever position it says, but the prerequisite for rivers to flow from your belly, it affecting every area of operation, affecting everything that is connected to you, it is just believing in the Lord. It is just having that clear thirst of the Lord in times of dryness, in times of lack of water. And finally, this is the final one. In the midst of all these uncertainties, in the midst of this seemingly confusion whereby you cannot even tap the power from on high, this is very, very important. Offer praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Hallelujah. Offer praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Do not let your feelings rob you of the opportunity to praise the Lord and to thank Him even for the times that He has been so great. Remember, it is very easy, right? Like me. And I know also almost to you too. It's very easy to thank God and to praise Him when things are going on well. It's very, very easy. I mean, it's almost spontaneous. Like God gives you a good job, or maybe gives you a brand new car. It's very easy to say, oh, thank you, Jesus. You even can jump and, you know. But when things are not going right, when there are phone calls after phone calls from bean collectors, surely, what do you have any reason to thank God for, surely? But even in those times, because the Lord has not changed, He is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Church, listen to me, my brothers and my sisters. It is good to give praise. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Everybody, can you sing? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. There's a purpose why the Lord put that scripture there in the Bible. You know? It is really, you know, this is what I see. Like in the midst of all those calamities that are surrounding us, while the Lord is seated on this throne and He is looking up on you, even when you're hidden, seemingly hidden from a position of strength where you can praise Him, and when He sees that genuineness of you thanking Him, do you think how, can you imagine how the Lord feels? I'm so delighted with my son. I'm so delighted with my daughter. And just because of the attitude, hallelujah. But just because of the right attitude, the Lord will come through for us. The Lord will come through for us. It might not be for right now, but in the near future. It might be maybe the next day. It might be the next month. Things are going to be okay because He is still on the throne. Praise be to God. Shall we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The natural instinct of a human being when we are surrounded by difficult situations, when we face different challenges of different kinds, the natural instinct is to react negatively and to give up and to throw in the towel. That is the natural instinct. And you can be excused because you are still a human being. I'm still a human being. I expect the Lord to just forgive me or just let me go on that and not to just accuse me. That's the natural instinct of a human being, just to run away. But church, this is the thing. That is simply because we are His children. There's more to it than just having those feelings of you want to give up, throw in the towel. It could be that the Lord wants to get our attention to certain things. It could be that the Lord wants us to separate ourselves from certain things that surround us. It could be that the Lord wants us to relocate maybe emotionally or spiritually to certain areas and maybe connect with certain individuals so that we can be at a position where we can tap His satellite. So I pray that we shall not just dismiss those times when you're surrounded and everything seems to crumble. Sometimes you feel like it is usually okay to feel like you're on top of a mountain. And we like to be on top of a mountain. I really want to be on top of a mountain. But sometimes you feel like the mountain is on top of you. And at that time, when the mountain is on top of you, the Lord wants us to have the same attitude, the attitude of our heart, the attitude of pursuing the process of faith, just as we, when we are on top of that mountain. And the Lord will be calling us for certain things so that we can get his attention. Because number one, as we saw, he wants to refine our faith. He can only react to the faith that we have. And secondly, also he wants to prepare us because we are his co-workers, that we may be mature. So let us not dismiss those times when we feel like things are not working out. What happens is that after you come out of that area, everything is going to be okay. Because once you have his attention, once he can have your attention, then he can take you to some places you've never been, some places you've ever desired to be. It could be in school, career-wise. And let me tell you, church, even as we join our hands right now, sometimes we feel like we can make it by our own. We can try to fight. We can try to push it by our own ability. But the builders build any city in vain unless the Lord is involved. The watchmen watch over our city in vain unless the Lord watches over that city. Sometimes we feel like we are the best parents, super parents, and we are doing all the best for our children. But it would just take just a drop, a simple drop of something, and it ruins their life. We need to trust God that in times of uncertainty, yet will I thirst for you, my God. You, O God, shall be my God in times of dryness and in times of thirst. In times when it doesn't make any sense, in times when it makes sense. You, O my God, shall be my God. Church, let God be your God. Let him only be your God. Oh, thank you. He has your future. The future of your children, the future of your career, the future of your life. He has it in his hands. Father, we thank you because you desired us to hear this message. And I thank you because you orchestrated my spirit, Lord, and directed it so that we can hear this message, Lord. I pray for those who might be in certain positions that are mentioned here this afternoon, that God, you only shall guide them to know how to get out of those situations so that they can get connected with you, our seed light, our help, our guide, our salvation, our refuge. Yes, God, Lord, hear our plea this day. That even in the midst of this little quagmire that they're going through, that you, O God, shall be their God, and that we shall thirst for you. We shall hunger for you, honestly, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for these, your children, that even as they hunger and thirst for you, as they have a passion and a zeal for the house of God, I pray that they will not be surmounted and surrounded by evil, but they will have a discerning spirit in order to cast away any forces or any power that would intrude their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray that there will be a hedge of protection like that hedge you put around your servant Job. Even through calamity, even through distress, he never gave up and he would never curse you in order to die. Father, put that hedge of protection around every brother, every sister, every child here this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Renew, Lord, their minds so that they will accommodate the spirit of discernment so that we may know what we are dealing with at what particular time, to the glory and honor of your name. We thank you, Father. Let power reign. Let the river of God flow through the bellies of their hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray the same for myself. But in times of uncertainty, yet you shall be my God, that I'll thirst and hunger for you. our thirst and hunger for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I declare that this week will be the best ever that these saints will experience. No accidents, no deaths, no sickness in the name of Jesus. I declare your breakthrough over their lives this coming week in the name of Jesus. You shall bless the work of their hands in the name of the Lord. Let your angels encamp round about them and take charge over their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, they will walk in the blessedness of our Father Abraham in the name of Jesus. Blessing everything that we touch. Blessing the people that we relate to in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you. Being in that mood of prayer, you might be here, never given your life to Jesus. You don't want this opportunity to bypass you. And you're saying, preacher man, I may not know all about receiving Jesus, but it's easy. All you need to do is just open up your heart. The Bible says that he knocks at the door of your heart. And if only if he can say yes, he will come in and dwell in you. It's very easy. You only have to believe unto righteousness, and you have to just confess with your mouth to salvation, and you'll be born again. Is there anyone? Just lift up your hand right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, bless your people even as they go home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to turn to your neighbor. I want you to bid them the words of the grace right now. As you smile in the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Be praying for you. Pray for me too. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me help all the Sunday school teachers, right?